Hi, this is a dictation recording for follow-up visit. Date of birth is 9/22/1958. Date of accident 5/13/2022. Date of service is 3/2/2023. Patient Faye Carter comes for a follow-up visit today. She reports that she's suffering from severe pain in the area of neck, upper back, mid back, and lower back, and right shoulder to the tune of 8 to 9. Headaches are also reported to be 8 to 9, and they are present quite often. However, there is no associated nausea, vomiting with them, or any seizure activity. The pain level varies from 8 to 9. However, the patient do not have any radiculopathy or radiation of pain to the arms or the legs. ADLs are reported affected to the tune of 9, and they're as follows: enjoyment of life, sleep, and work are affected 9. General activity and walking are affected 8. The mood and relationship with other people are affected 6. Patient reports 30% improvement in her symptoms since all the therapies are going. System review is from the chart, so is the additional history and substance abuse. Compliance history, these are all from the chart. Regarding the physical examination, the vital signs are as follows: the blood pressure is 133/77, pulse is 69, pulse ox is not done. But the rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 1/17/2023. Dictation number is 0118-063. The diagnosis remains the same, and the plan is already like this, that the patient was informed about her findings of MRI once again in detail for her right shoulder, for the cervical spine and lumbar spine, and she still remains in pain almost like a year of physical therapy. Chiropractic treatment has not helped her. She has been advised about LESI injection to the shoulder area, to the supraspinatus tendon, and intra-articular shoulder injections. And the patient has had only one injection to the shoulder. She also has not done any injection treatment for the lumbar spine or cervical spine. And so the option for further treatment was discussed along with surgical options. We recommended the patient to see a neurosurgeon also to make sure that a cervical spine do not require any disc replacement. In addition, patient has been advised to continue seeing chiropractor, which referral has been made, continue the physical therapy at 2 times per week, which has been ordered for her, along with massage. And she also has been advised to continue neuropsych evaluation and therapy and counseling by a social worker. She is referred to a caseworker for helping her with management of her case, since she has some issues with the forgetfulness. Medications that are provided are as follows: Mobic 15 mg once a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acflex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 3, 15 tablets for pain relief, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety and panic relief, Lyrica 50 mg 2 times a day for further pain relief, Fericets 30 tablets are provided for headache relief, 1 or 2 PRN. She is also advised to see a neurologist for headaches that are persisting after 1 year. And she is ordered an MRI for the right shoulder, and which has been done and discussed with the patient. Her disability continues. She can work us at 7 pound lifting limit if she chooses, at home or work. She'll be seen in 30 days time. Thank you.